This week and for the rest of our lives, we are committed to speak, to fight for justice, and to amplify the voices of those who live with the effects of the policies and practices of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The speakers that we have this evening represent a number of people who have traveled from around the world to come to Washington and give voice to those struggles. For activists in the US and in other countries where the World Bank and the IMF do not implement or impose policies, the resistance and the lessons that we follow, we have learned from our friends from other countries. They have traveled many, many miles. They have come to give voice and to represent thousands, perhaps millions of people who are in country after country, from Haiti, Turkey, Argentina, the United Kingdom, the Philippines, India, Australia, and many other countries, where there are activities planned this week and next week in solidarity with the events that we are doing here. Today's Washington Post talks about how workers and employees of the World Bank and the IMF, quote, feel besieged by the protests and the, quote, accusations being leveled at them. The president of the World Bank, the acting managing director, have seen it fit to talk about how they are also fighting and working for social justice. I think the people in this room, because I'm sure I have a very different definition of social justice than Mr. Wolfenson, the people in this room, the people up front tonight, are the ones who are fighting for social justice, are the ones who are fighting for economic justice, are the ones who know firsthand what the World Bank and the IMF have been up to around the world. It's not what it says in the TV ads that they have taken out. Besides the people who are up here, I would actually like to start by asking a number of other people who are also here, but we could not put everyone on the panel, to please stand and say their name and what country they're from, and then we can get started, because I think that it's really important for people to know. After Seattle, the economists said that the real losers were developing countries, that those who were in Seattle wanted to keep people, poor people in the global south, from developing. And so I want to ask our colleagues who are also here from other countries to please stand and say your name and the country that you're from before we get started.
My name is Manu Pisa, and I'm coming from Malawi.
I'm Lisa Pisa, I'm from Zimbabwe.
I am Patricia Pazunta from Ecuador.
Patrick, where are you?
I'm from Bolivia.
Jojan Cotton from Bolivia.